classes and find out why they were dropping out and so forth. The testimony was that the employment division is no longer useful. It was in a day when there was more money to track these apprentices, and now the employment division, as you know, has had so many cutbacks, they are not able to do so, and these are sort of going in the round file as they hit over at the employment division. So, does anyone want to move something on this bill?
Yeah, because the employment division has VDTs now.
Maybe we should hold on.
This is a direct product of, you know, the computer and those VDT terminals, because they can recall them now and they don't have to file them.
Oh, I see. Senator Hart moves that Senate Bill 44, the floor of the Ducasse recommendation. Is there any discussion? Hearing none, will the clerk call the roll?
Senator Hanley?
Aye.
Senator Hart?
Aye.
Senator Dernstedt?
Aye.
Senator McCord?
Aye.
Senator Otto?
Aye.
Senator Starkovich?
Aye.
Senator Hendrickson?
Aye. Senator Hawk, do you want to carry that?
I'd be happy to.
That's a sweetheart one. Maybe the chair should carry that one. Okay, we'll move on to Senate Bill 42. And this was the bill that we had from the Bureau that deals with making some definitional changes on the what is an employee representative and defined a change in defining the term employee, and we have some amendments on that. This dealt with the membership on the local joint apprenticeship training councils and how that needs to be defined. This is one that also has got how you can fire an apprentice.
No, it's a different one. No, it's just definition.
Okay. We have some amendments here that have been proposed. And a markup bill. I'm going to ask the Bureau to. Does everybody have those in front of you? Bureau has proposed these, so I'd like to ask the Bureau to respond and explain these amendments.
Senator Hendrickson, members of the committee. This amendment is a response to the committee's concerns and to concerns that we are trying to address throughout the various unions that we worked with. And interested parties. We had two meetings with several members of different bargaining units. This language was satisfactory, and the folks from the building trades have assured us that they have no problems with the bill as it is being amended. You will note that we have changed the section of the statute. Our AG advised us what we were trying to do would be most appropriately put under section 135 of 660.
Madam Chair?
Senator Starkovich?
Your amendments don't delete the back page. I assume you want that page to be correct.
Pardon?
He said that they were.
Pardon?
Your amendments as printed here do not delete the back page.
Oh, that's an oversight, Senator Starkovich. I apologize.
I don't have a copy of the amendments.
Can we get a... Oh, there he's got one.
Here.
Did you prepare these with the Attorney General? Or?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Yes, we worked with the Attorney General on this.
Okay. I've been advised that Nellie Fox and Bill Bellinger have no objections to this. Is that right? Or did you want to testify on these? Are you here to testify on these amendments?
Sorry, no.
Okay. Are there any questions? You'll notice on the back, if members want to take a few minutes to look at this, they've given us a hand-engrossed copy of what these amendments would do. So basically what we're doing, the original bill had us amending ORS 660.010, which is the definitional section. And then we're moving, but instead we're going to amend 660.135. Okay, which talks, so we're moving it from the definitional section to the section which deals with local joint apprenticeship committees. And what we're doing then is inserting a section 5. They now have 4 sections in that particular piece of the statute. If any of you've got your black books with you, we've got the statute in there.
660.
You have your black books. I think you have your black books in the big file here. you want to pull out your black book, we've got the statute for you to look at.
One.
We've got two black books, Cheyenne. Which one is it?
It's the book which says ORS and rules on the cover.
Okay.
And it's the very last section in that book.
It's the last section in the book, and the numbers on the statute is 235. Why don't we everybody get that out so we know what we're doing here? Maybe Cheyenne can help people locate them. Okay. Let's get everybody at that part of the statute. Okay, let's all get on track and put in the chair here. Which part of the statute? Okay, so we're at 660. I'm trying to find my 660. Okay, so basically, the original bill had 660.010 as a definitional section. We were going to change that. Mm-hmm. Now the amendment says that we can maybe do the job better by going to 66135, which is right in the part that deals with local joint apprenticeship committees. And what this would do, as you notice now, that existing statute which discusses how these committees are to operate and be formed has four sections to it. This would be adding a fifth section, which says for purposes of membership as an employee representative of a local joint committee, the prospective employee representative must be a member of a collective bargaining agency.
Unit,
are we going to put? We're going to delete agency? Because I don't know what an agency is, a collective bargaining agency.
Yes, ma'am, Joe, that was an oversight.
Legislative council also recommends a unit there.
Okay, so we're going to change the word agency to unit. Okay. Then, when a collective bargaining agreement exists, which covers the trade or occupation that is subject of the apprenticeship or training program administered by the joint local committee. When no collective bargaining agreement exists, the prospective employee must be or have been a skilled practitioner of the particular trade or occupation that is subject of the apprenticeship or the training program administered by the local joint committee. Okay, so that is a fifth section. Okay, so everybody now sees where that would go into the statute. Why did the Attorney General think that was a better place to put it rather than the definition?
Senator Hendrickson, members of the committee, simply because what we were trying to do is to specifically define employees for purposes of membership on the committee.
Thing.
Right.
Okay.
And he felt that that it would be more appropriately put under 135.
Okay.
I
just have another question. When we're talking about for purpose, employee representative must be a member on these local joint committees, is there a non-union and a union spot? I mean, how do you designate whether there's a collective bargaining agreement in a particular trade? I mean, do you allocate a certain number?
Senator Hendrickson, I'll have Bill Antone, who's head of Apprenticeship and Training Division, respond to that.
Senator Hendrickson, there is no designation of a employee representative being part of a collective bargaining unit or a non-collective bargaining unit. Some committees have collective bargaining units representing those particular occupations. Others don't.
So how this would work is, say someone wants to be on this and they want to be considered an employee type, and so they either have to fall into one or two of these categories. So that would handle either situation for someone who wanted to be appointed on it. Okay, I think I understand it now.
Mm-hmm.
Is there any other questions? Okay.
Madam Chair.
Senator Starkovich?
I would move that we delete sections 1 and 2 of the original bill. Their amendments did not delete the back page.
Okay. Those are renumbering. Yeah, so we want to do that because we don't want to renumber because we're not touching it.
Yes.
And that would, do you want to delete the emergency clause?
Yes. I would amend the amendment.
I thought there was some urgency on this bill because there was a particular situation to address. All right. All right, Senator Starkovich has moved that we delete sections 1 and 2 of the bill.
And insert the proposed amendment, which is listed as ORS 660.135, section 5, with the word agency in line 3 changed to unit.
Okay, and you want the material, well, okay, I see. Because we've already deleted the rest of the bill, so in your amendment. Okay. Has anybody got any questions about what Senator Starkovich's motion was?
Did you delete the emergency clause?
Yeah, that would delete. Well, actually, it guts the bill and sticks in the amendments.
Yes.
We're sort of getting in practice, I guess. Later in the session.
It's awfully early in the session for us. Yeah.
All right. Is there any objections to Senator Starkovich's amendment? Hearing none, I'll be so ordered. Senator Starkovich moves Senate Bill 42 to the floor with a due pass recommendation. Is there any discussion? Hearing none, will the clerk call the roll?
Senator Hamby?
Aye.
Senator House?
Aye.
Senator Jernstead?
Aye.
Senator McCoy?
Aye.
Senator Otto?
Aye.
Senator Starkovich?
Aye.
Senator Hendrickson?
Aye. And the chair will carry this bill, just so I don't be considered a slacker among my committee colleagues.
Who was going to suggest that?
Thank you very much. We got a lot of work done today, and I appreciate everybody's efforts. Wednesday, we're going to continue the comp awards hearings. I'm hoping I'll get a report on Senate Bill 56. Senator Otto and Senator Houck, are you getting there?
We are getting there.
That's the question.
All right. And let's see, is there anything else I need to pick up, Chair? Okay.
Always.
That's enough. All right.